Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Kitty girls, lady kins, and legendary legends. It's time for another episode of Squirrel Friends, the official podcast of RuPaul's Drag Race. I always kind of like lose my train of thought. Anyway, I'm Alec Mappa, and I'm here to induce what's happening with me.
You've been drinking?
I'm drunk. I haven't had any booze in a year. I'm here to introduce the queen of the universe, Lonnie Love. Applause, applause.
How have you been, Alec?
Not as good as you, because I follow you on Instagram, and while the rest of us are napping, Lonnie Love is quietly taking over the planet, and I'm here for it. You've been to the BET Awards, which I want to hear about. Mm-hmm. You're guest starring on HBO's Gordita Chronicles, brand new series, which has gotten great reviews in the LA Times. It was an unqualified rave. And more importantly, you had an announcement for your own talk show. Coming up?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
And then most importantly, you were at a summit meeting of an organization called When We All Vote, where you got to hang out with
Michelle Obama. Yes, I'm an ambassador for When We All Vote. And this was our first Culture of Democracy Summit. And Michelle Obama is our chairperson. She's been our leader. This is
as
a nonpartisan group. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful summit that we had. And she gave the keynote address. And the whole purpose of When We All Vote is just to get more Americans registered to vote. So far, since we started, it's been about 3 years, we've gotten at least 1.3 million people to register to vote.
Fantastic.
You know what, Alec? In times like these, it's so important that every American has the right to vote, but also has the access. And so that's what When We All Vote tries to make sure that we pursue. As you know, a lot of changes have been happening in this country. Roe versus Wade. Ooh, I can't even say it. I'm so mad. Roe versus Wade has been overturned.
Yes. For a BS excuse. So they overturned Roe v. Wade because they didn't feel it was a right that was written into the Constitution. I mean, that was written a long time ago, this Constitution, by a bunch of old white guys in wigs. Interracial marriage is not in the Constitution. Civil rights for Black Americans is not in the Constitution. So it's kind of like, my fear is, and this is why we should all vote, and then I swear to God, we'll get onto the show and talk about RuPaul's Drag Race. In fact, voting is a huge part of RuPaul's Drag Race because at the very end of every show, there's a link that they show where you can register to vote. Once they start picking at this thread, it's only a matter of time before they come for the rest of us.
Oh, definitely.
Before they come for marriage equality, before they come for contraception. And what's bananas is the majority of Americans are for a woman having safe access to health care and an abortion. The majority of Americans are for sensible gun laws. So it's just crazy to me.
Well, your vote is your voice. And I just want to reiterate is that if you are a queer person, if you are a minority, if you are anyone who is marginalized in this country, you have a right to voice your opinion. And that's why voting is so important. If they can overturn Roe v. Wade, they're going to start attacking other things. They're going to start attacking the right to same-sex marriage. They're going to attack privacy in your home. They're going to attack possibly slavery. I know it sounds crazy, but that's an amendment, people.
All bets are off.
Please, please vote. Understand it.
The thing is, queer people, women of color, Black women specifically, live out the real life consequences.
Yes.
Of these things. Definitely. We were affected the most. So, okay, on a lighter note, how was Michelle Obama? I want to hear about Michelle Obama.
She was just great. First of all, I know Michelle Obama because when we first started my old talk show, The Real, yes. She invited us to the White House when she was first lady. We were the first daytime talk show to be invited by a first lady ever.
So Melania didn't invite you?
No.
It didn't happen. Okay, walk us through that. Take me and all of the squirrel friends through meeting Michelle Obama for the first time, because I would have had to take a Xanax or a Valium or a puff of something to mellow me out because I would be jumping out of my skin.
First of all, I want to tell anybody, as an American, you should go to the White House. That is the people's house. That is the public house. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful foundation of a house. It has wonderful history in it. So you should go. Mm-hmm. So we were invited. There's the little Marine man that's standing in the front door. He times as you walk to the White House. He times as you're walking up the lawn.
What?
So that by the time you get there, the door is completely open. I was just like blown away from that. And we were in the yellow room. And she comes just as beautiful. And this was before COVID. So I lost it, Alec. I started bubbling, crying. And she's used to it. So she just grabs me and she just starts saying how wonderful, how proud she is of me. And I'm just thinking about it. I get emotional because...
I would lose it. I'm starting to cry.
You know, as a Black woman that grew up poor...
Yeah.
To see another Black woman in a house that slaves built.
Yeah.
And to be able to say she is the First Lady of the United States.
Yeah.
It was such an honor.
Yeah.
And so that's what really got me involved. And ever since then, we've been friends. Like, I went to Hawaii for vacation. She happened to be having dinner at the hotel.
What?
We meet each other. And yes, it's like, and so when she started, when we all vote, we decided that I just knew that I would work with her. And so when I put on my post that it was so nice to see her, every time I see her, Alec, she is just the same.
Wow.
And I know she doesn't want to run for president.
She doesn't. She
but
doesn't.
And she could win. And awesome.
Yeah.
This speech that she gave for our summit was awesome. And it's on the When We All Vote page. You can see it. And I'm just telling you, in America, there's so much hope that we can have. And I'm
there is.
End it like
when
this.
Black women are in charge. Because I have a theory, and you can back me up on this or you could disagree, that the country was better behaved when Oprah was on the television every day. Because Oprah was telling people to behave. How to vote, what to read, what to eat, how to exercise, what kind of person to be. And the minute she went off the air, all hell broke loose.
You know what? We are all queens and queens rule, and that is it. So with that said, I want to get into this episode.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, because you've made me cry and I'm a mess. So let's talk about drag queens who do represent freedom. I think drag queens represent the best of this country. And in this episode, Lonnie Love, queen of all things, about to have her own talk show. You're going to have your own talk show.
Oh, my goodness.
You need one. You can have your own talk show. By the way, this is a recap podcast. This is where we spill the tea on everything.
This is All-Star Season 7, All-Winners Season. So this is Episode 8.
It's a recap. It's all spoiler alerts. Mm-hmm. It's all spoiler alerts. So if you haven't watched the show, put us on pause, and then we'll come right back. There's so much to cover.
So let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
I've dried my tears.
I'm
ready to stand with my queens. Let's
go. I'm sorry. Losing it over Michelle Obama is totally worth it. I wouldn't apologize. And can you imagine? So this is what's going to happen to you, Lonnie. When you're Oprah next, and you're going to be, when you ascend to the throne, everybody's going to cry when they meet you.
Oh, my goodness.
Start preparing. You're going to have a box of Kleenex in your pocket and smelling salts.
Let's get into this episode, Alec.
Okay.
We can do that all day.
All right.
All right. So now we enter the workroom day. The top two from last week were Trinity and Jada.
Mm-hmm.
Trinity won, and she blocked Evie.
Yes.
And Trinity, that's my drag mom. Everybody knows that.
That's your drag mom.
She says that the blocking was between Jada Essence Hall and Evie Oddly. And since Jada was top two, she was in the top two, Evie got the plunger. Evie didn't like it. She didn't want the block, of course. She didn't block Jinx because Jinx had been blocked so many times already. This is what I like about my drag mom, Trinity. Mm. She cares, okay? She really put thought into, the strategy of who do I block? Of course, she wasn't going to block Monet because they have the alliance.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But it made sense for her to block Evie because to me, in everybody's mind, Evie has not won. So it's like she
won her own
star.
She won one. Roger gave her one and she won her own star.
And then she won her own. So, but she hadn't been blocked. So there was some thought process I think that Trinity had in that.
I'd block anybody with two. I don't care. If you had two, I'm going to block you.
That's true. But Jada now has three stars. Mm-hmm. Trinity, Evie, and Jinx have two stars. Everyone else has one. But this is the thing, Alec. We're getting to the point.
To the end.
Yeah. And so in order to be one of the four queens, you've got to have stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, you know, Monet only has one. Shay only has one.
Isn't that crazy?
Woo!
It's great. Well, it's because they've been blocked. I mean, it's not that they're underperforming. They've been blocked. And you know what I was thinking? Because with only three episodes left, you know what would be a terrible, terrible thing to do?
What?
Is to block somebody who has one star. That would be, okay, shady rattlesnake noise, and go. Like, it would be so terrible because at this point, we're so far into the series, that would block them from the finale completely. Because Monet was thinking, how many more stars do I need to get in order to be in the final episode?
Because you got Jada that's got three already. So Jada thinks she's in. But we don't know. Because see, the thing is, this is why you got to keep watching the episodes. Because we don't know if there could be a double, like
bonus stars.
You get bonus stars, you can get double stars. It's got to be something that's going to happen to make this fair because it's looking like, okay, well, Jada's got three, and then you got the other three that have two stars. So it's like, well, the people that got one stars, are they out? No, we don't know.
I'm calling it. There's going to be an opportunity for a double win at some point. There's going to be an opportunity for either you can get two stars or three stars this week. I'm not psychic, but I'm thinking that's the only way to even out the playing field at this point.
And just to let you guys know, we don't get the episodes. We look at it when you guys look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. So that's why I can't to keep looking.
I know nothing.
She already done had hers.
She done already had hers. Yeah, that would be a terrible thing to block somebody who only has one star. The conversations turn to how many they think are going to make it to the final four. It's going to be a final four, so that's half the cast.
Yeah, that's half the cast, so that's what I'm saying. You already have half the cast that have two and up, Jada having the three. So it makes sense for Trinity to have blocked Jada. You got to stop her. So that was a good block. So RuPaul comes into the workroom. How did you like his look?
I like this look better than the hammer pants, I'll be honest. I told you one time I was hanging backstage with Ru and I was like, where do you get all these suits? They're so beautiful. And he said, a lot of them are vintage. And that just knocked me out because I can't imagine Ru at Goodwill. But
first of all, he's so tall and thin that he looks good in a suit.
Right.
This is like a burgundy suit.
It's burgundy. It's beautiful. It fits perfectly. Do you have stuff altered when you get it? I'm starting to do that more and more because I have a weird body. I'm a pocket gay. I'm 5'4". Well, you've seen me in person. I can fit in the palm of your hand.
You're so cute. You're like a button.
But I have to get everything altered to fit me because we don't live in Japan. Like, off the rack in Japan, I fit an extra large. But here, I have to have everything taken down from a giant white man to Filipino size.
Oh, poor thing.
Also, I know I'm obsessed with your IG, and I'll stop talking about it. I'm obsessed with everything you're wearing on Epop Daily.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know the right things to wear. I don't know what they taught you when you were growing up in the projects in Detroit. There must have been some kind of fashion pairing course you took.
The one thing I learned from the queens is to look your best. People love fashion. They love beauty. They love makeup. They love. Yeah. And so I'm learning because it used to be, you know, as a stand-up comic, I would never care about fashion. I wouldn't care. I'm like, I get on the stage with some old torn jeans and a t-shirt. But when you get on television, especially when you're with other women or other queens
who are making an effort.
Yeah, you got to put in some. You got to do something. Okay, it's like, come on, Lonnie.
Was that brought to your attention in the last show where people are like, okay, we need to step it up here? Or did you just do it on your own?
I started doing it, but it helps to have a stylist. So, and understanding your body. And I'm also going through this health journey where I'm losing weight. I bought a treadmill and I'm down 30 pounds.
Congratulations. So okay, applause sound effect.
It's so hard.
Hold for applause. 30 pounds is a lot, Lonnie.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
What are you cutting out? Was that just from the exercise or are you dieting?
The exercise.
Well?
And I'm just eating a little bit better. And I think that the fight that we're going to be in for the next couple years, you got to be healthy. You got to be in shape.
Right,
so we love RuPaul for that.
And I love that suit. It's beautiful. Burgundy suit.
Now he comes into the workroom. RuPaul tells the queens for this week's Maxi Challenge that they will be starring in the soon-to-be cult classic. What's the name of it, Alec?
Santa's School for Girls. Which was based on a B-movie horror film called Satan's School for Girls. But Santa's School for Girls is hysterical, too. It's part Christmas movie, part horror film, part Mean Girls. And Ru said it came to him in an ayahuasca dream.
Oh, of course. Of course, Ru. Of course. You know, it's a campy horror film.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was like, is Christmas? Like, what's happening?
Christmas already? It's July. Do you like horror films?
No, I hate horror films.
Really?
Yeah, I cannot. I can't. I cannot.
I got into them during the pandemic, during the lockdown, because I felt like with Trump in office and COVID, like a horror, scary zombie film was a nice pressure release.
Like, I hear this.
What I don't like, Lonnie, are those Universal haunts or Not Scary Farm where you walk through the mazes.
Oh, yeah.
I will kill somebody. I will be arrested for murder. I will be on the news the very next day. Have you ever done those?
You know what? Every Halloween, the Jacksons, you know, Michael Jackson, and of course he's passed, but the Jacksons, they have a Halloween horror night at their mansion.
In Encino?
In Encino.
Okay.
And they always have a maze. And I hate that maze because Tito is always hiding somewhere.
Oh, that darn Tito.
With his damn guitar.
Yeah. And then Rebe would pop out crawling like a centipede.
And then LaToya comes out, and you know, just her face, she'd be like, wait. Shout out to LaToya Jackson. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to give LaToya a call, Alec, before we get into this week's Maxi Challenge.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Okay, LaToya and I are cool now. So anyway, so we have the Maxi Challenge. And since Trinity won last week, they get to assign the roles. Okay. I thought this was so interesting.
This was bad. So they're assigning the roles. Trinity and Monet have an alliance, right? Mm-hmm. And Trinity's really smart because she knows that if you give Jinx a major part in any acting challenge, she's going to slay.
Yep.
So one of the big roles is the teacher, Miss Toe, who teaches the art class. And Jinx wanted it, but since Monet and Trinity are in an alliance, Trinity gave it to Monet.
Yeah.
And Jinx ended up playing one of the three girls in a really, really small part that she tried to turn into something.
Well, you know what? This was the first time that it showed the importance of having an alliance. Because in the beginning, I was like, what are you doing an alliance for? Ooh, now I see why.
Trinity kept her word. I mean, that's really impressive. That's really impressive. Because she could have, like, given it to Jinx, but she was like, Monet wants this. She's my sister. We're an alliance. I got you.
She stays true. Trinity and the queens read over the roles to decide which ones they wanted. They try to be fair. They give everyone that they would. Trinity gives the Vivian the role that he wants as a favor for getting to pick the fabric second in the last challenge. And that's what I loved about Trinity. She thought about the process. She said, okay, I'm going to give you the role that you want. Monet, you are my alliance sister. And Jinx, you just ass out. That's basically...
You're shit out of luck.
That's what it is. So basically, we have headmistress Nut Megan Kelly.
Played by the Vivian.
Miss Toe was Monet. Mm-hmm. Noelle, the new girl, was Shay. Mm-hmm. Scrooge and Hannah was Raja and Jada. And Mary, Holly, and Joy, the nice girls, played by Evie, Jinx, and Trinity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those three didn't have a lot of parts, but this is the thing, Alec, you know about acting.
Uh-huh.
What would you have done in this case? What part would you have wanted if you were in this competition?
Oh, well, I definitely would have wanted either Raja's role, you know, the mean girl, the mean goth girl, or I would do the Vivian's role, the headmistress, because there's just so much to chew on there. The thing is, when Jinx didn't get the role that she wanted, I was like, remember the scene where Nina Bonina Brown didn't get the part that she wanted? She wanted to be Black China. And then she was terrible in the acting challenge because she just pouted through the whole thing. And I was like, let it go. So Jinx is already formulating what she's going to do with the part that small. So I was really looking forward to whatever she was going to do.
Yeah, you know, she was disappointed. Trinity checks in to see how Jinx is feeling.
That was classy.
Very, very classy.
That was classy.
And they said that they are good and they're excited to shine in a smaller role that they didn't want. And I think that's important. When you don't get something in life, you know, sometimes you dealt a certain hand. Okay, you dealt that hand. You better play it.
Let it go.
You know, let it go. You might be able to pull from the deck and get something a little bit better, but you have to play the card that you're dealt with. And that's what I appreciate about
you. I'm the queen of this. I'm the queen of not getting what you want. Because do you know how many pilots I've shot that did not get picked up?
How many pilots have you done?
That is brutal. Well, I've done 6 or 7. And I think 2 were picked up. It's not my fault, networks, if you're listening to this. It wasn't my fault. I always test well, Lonnie, in the test audiences. They always like little Alec Mappa. So I saw Jinx preparing for this role, and I knew that she was going to come up with something. And she came up with a hysterical vocal fry character, kind of, hi, I'm Holly. Really hysterical.
I love it. So RuPaul is going to have rehearsals with the extra special guest judge, Janixa Bravo. She's the director of the movie Zola, a wonderful movie. So I can't wait for that.
Yes. And we will talk about the filming and the finished product later on.
But for now, we're going to talk about what happened in the workroom on runway day. I love runway day in the workroom because it's always this energy, you know, it's this hopefulness before the judgment. Because everybody's on equal billing, you know what I mean? So everybody's happy, you know, everybody's like trying to get their stuff done. They got this great energy.
It's anybody's game.
Yeah, especially when you don't have eliminations. So it's been a different type of, you know, because most of the time we've had eliminations by now. Mm-hmm. So the workroom gets, you know, more sparse.
That's right. It's kind of like down to the last 5 remaining survivors or anything. There's kind of a tension that this season doesn't have. But what I love about this season is because they are all on equal footing in terms of talent and their drag because they're all doing completely different things and they're all amazing.
Definitely. Yeah. So in the workroom runway, Jada and the Vivian are working on Pussy Popping. They over here playing. Oh, yeah, you know, this, that was something within itself.
Is that, is your pussy pop on point? Can you do it?
Yeah, back in 86, I could. But... now it don't pop. It just pop. It just plumps.
Does, I'm so old school. Whenever I'm at a wedding or something and I see somebody my own age, I'm like, do you know the Freak or the Smurf?
The Hustle.
Do you remember the Smurf? Just all that stuff. Yes, it's like,
all
nope.
of that, you know.
Yeah, not a lot of pussy popping with people my age.
And then Vivian, Raja, Monet, and Trinity, they just get a lot of praise from everyone.
And they didn't mention Jinx. Which made me think, I was hopeful, thinking because they didn't mention Jinx, or maybe she's going to like steal it when they show it.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I got this feeling that a lot of people are looking at Jinx now and they're like, that's a hard competition. So they're all kind of trying to take them down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Raja is excited. She's in the room. She wants to see the final product. It turns out that she's giving an analogy about needing to go to the bathroom and looking for keys and being late. And she's like, Raja is just Raja. I love her in the workroom because you don't know what you're going to get. From her. She's going on telling stories.
I know. She's so great. I love when she's like, when she was talking about her look on one of the runways, she was like, you know, I started out doing this and then the gummies kicked in. And
we
she
love
does
Raja.
Have a unique point of view.
Trinity reminds everyone, you know, my mama, she's going to remind everybody. She says, you know, there are two people who still haven't been blocked, which are Raja and Jada.
Oh my gosh. That was good.
That was really good. Yeah, because it kind of keeps everything in perspective. Mm-hmm. Then Jada tries to convince everyone that she has enough stars to be in the top already, and a block would be wasted on her.
I think that was the wrong thing to say. I think that was the wrong thing to say. Also, when Monet says, I'm not buying what she's selling, it's like, that's the wrong thing to say. Don't say anything.
Sometimes you just need to be in that corner and put on your makeup. That's it. It's just like, don't remind people that you got three stars.
Keep it to your goddamn self. Just don't say nothing. Because next week it could be like three stars, you know, like a bonus round or something. Don't try to say anything.
And then Shay and Trinity, they give us the best horror film victim run.
Okay. Now, you don't like horror movies.
No.
But have you ever seen a horror movie with a black audience?
Oh, of course. That's why I don't like horror movies. There is a theater in L.A.
Where?
It used to be called the Magic Johnson Theater.
Uh-huh.
This was about 10 years ago.
Okay. And those don't exist anymore?
It got renamed. But at the time, it was like the Magic Johnson Theater. It's in this black neighborhood called Baldwin Hills.
Yeah, Baldwin Hills. That's the black Beverly Hills in L.A.
You go see a movie there, you're going to get all the black people talking. It's like they talking to the screen.
Yeah.
Like, you better run, white girl.
Uh-huh.
You gonna get caught. Oh, damn, she failed. It's like the narration is just there. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
So it's like they make it actually funny, you know? So if I was in a horror movie.
Also, since back in the day, the black person would always die first.
You know, I did have an audition. This was years ago for a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
And of course, they wanted me to die first, but it was also the way they wanted me to die. Now, you know,
what?
I already had, you know, my SVU situation.
Okay, where you were the dead body that couldn't stop breathing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this movie, I would have died, like the guy would have killed me and he was going to chop me up. But then they didn't discover me until they put me in a refrigerator and they open up the refrigerator and then whoever is opening the refrigerator would see my head and I'll just be smiling like this.
Oh, no.
You can't see, but just imagine me having a big smile on my face. And
hi, everybody. I'm dead.
Yeah. And I'm dead. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pass on this role.
I was murdered on NYPD Blue.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I was stabbed to death and I was discovered by Jimmy Smits on the back lot of Fox. And they had syrup for my blood, for all my stab wounds. Uh-huh. And I had to lay there for so long, flies were starting to gather. And I will always remember Jimmy Smith chewing away the flies, and I had to be lying there all day. And at one point, he unwrapped Jolly Ranchers because he was eating a Jolly Rancher. He goes, do you want one? I said, yeah. He goes, Alec, you don't look so good. Do you want a piece of candy? I said, yes, Jimmy, I would. So we unwrapped a Jolly Rancher, dropped it in my mouth. I was sucking on a green apple Jolly Rancher, and then they yelled action, and I had to stop. But I was a dead body with a Jolly Rancher in my mouth.
See? We both played dead bodies. I love it. Okay?
Murdered. Now, brutally murdered by my boyfriend on NYPD.
Oh, like, that is terrible. That's why I don't like that stuff. I want to do happy stuff. If you were in another horror movie, though, would you want to be the victim or the killer?
Oh, wow. I would like to be the last girl standing, the white girl standing. Oh, on a note, I went to see the latest Jurassic Park movie. Mm-hmm. And the old Jurassic Park movie is so old that Samuel Jackson was the first black person to die in that movie. And in this movie, two of the leads are black people, a black woman and a black man, and they stick around to the very end. So that's progress, Lonnie
we
love.
We made progress.
That is progress. And we'll get to see some more progress after this break when we get into the rehearsals.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You know what? Let's talk about the main stage runway next.
All right. Okay. RuPaul comes out in this dress, this black, shiny dress. My husband immediately went hefty bag. And I said, yeah, but look at it. It's gorgeous. This is another Zaldi creation. It's like a column dress that has this spray coming off the shoulder. Just, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
A beautiful, beautiful dress. This one makes you want to get dressed up.
It's like it's the Oscars every week.
Every week. And just never misses, you know. And I just love, you know, we've talked about that profile, you know, when the lights go down and it's just a beautiful profile.
Love
and
it.
You can always tell. So
love it.
All right. So now let's go back to the rehearsal with RuPaul and our special guest judge,
Janixa Bravo. And she is a film director who directed this fabulous film called Zola, which is, it's a road movie about this stripper who's on the run, and it is hysterical.
Do you know that that movie came because of a tweet that went viral?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What was the tweet?
It was like, it was 148 tweets, and it was about a stripper. And I remember seeing it. I believe the year was 2015 and it went viral. And it was about this girl. She said, y'all, I went to do a strip gig and it just started getting better and better and better and better. And so you have to look it up. Look up Zola.
Yeah.
And so what she did was based off of those tweets. She actually made a Hollywood movie.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, this is something that has never been done ever before. It stars one of my good friends, Coleman Domingo.
I love Coleman.
He is the best.
He was originally on the Big Gay Sketch Show on Logo. Mm-hmm. He was part of this little sketch show. That show ran for about 2 seasons. And then all of a sudden, he started appearing in all these independent films, turning in solid performance after solid performance. Google Coleman Domingo. He's so talented.
Definitely.
And a close personal friend of me and Lonnie's.
Yes, we love us some Coleman Domingo. So Miss Bravo is going to help Rue. And so they have the rehearsals. I like this rehearsal. First of all, I like the direction that Janixa was giving.
Me too.
Each of the queens.
Me too.
As an actor, how did you feel?
She was very good because she started with a positive. Mm. She started with talking about what she liked and then gave like really kind of gentle suggestions. When you're an actor on a set, the last thing you want to hear is, okay, cut. Lonnie, that was great. Couple things. I didn't believe a word. Paul Reiser, I did a pilot with Paul Reiser one time and he came up to me and he said, cut. And then he was joking. I hope he was joking. He said, Alec, listen, I don't care what anybody says. I think you're very talented. And I was like, you're a monster. Get away from me. I thought she was really good. I thought she gave really good suggestions. She told them, I like what you're doing. You can take this even further. Mm-hmm. She directed the girls to do their Hail Santa in unison. I think she just kind of neatened things up.
And it was funny because Monet had the Mrs. Toe character, mm-hmm. and she had these long blonde dreads that looked really cool, mm-hmm. but she tried to change her voice, mm-hmm. and she tried to make it, I guess, more flowery, and Janixa told her, she said, no, use your voice. Both her and RuPaul said, no, I think it's funny if you just use your regular voice as this character. And it was funny because when Monet did it, it was perfect.
It changed everything.
That's the purpose of a good director.
Mm-hmm. A bad director will confuse you. A good director will lead you in the right direction.
And a bad director will make you feel insecure and insignificant, mm-hmm. so that, you know, you can't perform the way that you need to perform. That's why a lot of directors, they don't. I always tell people, I said, if someone doesn't criticize you, then you're doing it right. It's like,
okay, especially in network television, when they say moving on, I'm like, okay, if nobody has any notes, I'm fine. Because here's a rule, folks, squirrel friends, if you're out there listening, if something's wrong, they will tell you.
Yes.
So if nothing's wrong, I did a pilot last year with Jim Burrows, who is the king of sitcom directors. Mm-hmm. He's directed Friends, Frasier, Cheers, everything. And he doesn't talk to you unless there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. And the first 3 days, I was like, he hates me. He hasn't said a word to me. Nothing. And then one of the other actors said, that's a good thing. But for the first 3 days, I was like, oh my God, this guy hates me. Mm-hmm, but if nobody says anything to you, just move on.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep doing you, boo. So I love the rehearsal. So then we get to the finished product. And it was Santa School for Girls. How did you like it, Alec? Mm-hmm.
I thought everybody did a good job. I thought Vivian was hilarious. She was doing Faye Dunaway from Mommy Dearest. She looked absolutely flawless. I was looking forward to what Jinx had to do. She was hysterical. But it was almost like she wasn't given enough to chew on. It's hard to stand out when you're in a trio for three. Having said that, all three of them were great.
Yes.
Evie was great. Jinx was great. Trinity was hilarious playing a dumb girl.
Yes.
So funny.
Yes.
You were right. Monet did a great job as Miss Toe. Shay was given kind of the Lindsay Lohan part. She's kind of the girl who shows up. So she wasn't given a whole lot of funny to do. But Raja was given that goth girl character. I thought she did a great job. And Jada Essence Hall was playing a nerdy character. But I love nerds, so I would have taken it further. I would have worn headgear, a pocket protector, and like a Star Trek uniform.
Overall, it was just wonderful. And it was wonderful, you know, after all of the killings and stuff. I love the way they did like the Scooby-Doo reveal for the Vivian.
And she even said, I would have made it too if it weren't for you meddling kids. So funny.
It's like, shout out to that. So it was a wonderful maxi challenge. So next, we're going to get into the runway. Let's go.
Get to the runway. The category is Nitty, nitty, bang, bang. All the looks have to be knitted in some way. And first up is the Vivian, who comes out in this ivory white gown that looks like a giant blanket, like a giant cozy knitted blanket, but it's shaped like a gown.
Oh, my goodness. They called her Blanket Jackson.
I love this.
It was so beautiful. Yeah, her hair was up. The way the Vivian walks in it, and she even said, she said, this is the heaviest thing that I ever had to wear.
Oh,
but
my
God. It looked like she was just floating in it. It was beautiful. That beautiful white, you know, snow white. She was just wonderful.
She had bell sleeves. She had the bell sleeves, and it's completely knitted. It looked like a sweater. Remember those slankets, those blankets with the sleeves that they were selling on the infomercials? This was like the most glamorous version of that. And she had knitting needles in her hair. Oh, so beautiful.
So
next
beautiful.
Up, Shea Coulee.
Oh, Shay.
In African couture. I had to Google the Ndebele tribe. She said she was dressed as an Ndebele tribeswoman. They are a tribe in South Africa. They're one of the oldest tribes in Africa, and they are known specifically for their colorful textiles and those neck rings.
Yes,
and
those rings that look like you're like, whoa, how do they do that? Come on here with the facts, Alec. Okay.
I love it. And and also, you know, I became when Black Panther came out. And the costume designer who ended up winning the Oscar.
Ruth Carter.
Yeah, Ruth Carter. Talked about how she created a whole vocabulary for Afrofuturistic. Mm-hmm. Like taking African textiles, natural hair, and putting a science fiction spin on it. And this is what that reminded me of.
It was a knitted mini yellow dress. Mm-hmm. She had the leg warmers that were all knitted. Her hair piece had a knit piece in it. It was colorful. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
They said that she was running rings around the other queens. I thought that was wonderful.
And the thing that's great about Shay is like nobody else is going to come out and do this.
No.
Nobody else is going to come out with this look, with this vocabulary, with this reference. And I think it's absolutely beautiful.
And you could always see the gleam in Rue's eye when she sees an outfit like this. It's
because
just beautiful.
Because it's art. And these queens like bring art.
Every week they've been doing this. This is why we want you guys to give them love. Because every week these queens, these legends have been giving it. Mm-hmm. Up next is Evie Oddly. I love this outfit.
Yeah. I didn't quite understand it, but I did see that it was a knit. She kind of looked like she was on fire. It was yellow in the middle, like a jumpsuit that was open up to her waist, and it kind of faded into this ombre orange. And she had this headdress with like yarn skeins in it. And she had two giant knitting needles in her hand.
And she made it all herself. And
of course she
even dyed it herself.
Yeah.
And the judges said, don't tell grandma that the bathroom rug is couture.
As beautiful. That was beautiful.
Was
next
beautiful.
Up, Jinx Monsoon, who did a copy of a Marlene Dietrich dress. There's a Marlene Dietrich concert. She was a singer, actress, 40s, 30s, on YouTube that you can watch. And it's this dress. But she did a version of it in a metallic knit with this knit boa. Absolutely beautiful. This is like Hollywood glamour. And so it's knit, but there's a nude illusion underneath.
Yes.
Would you ever be
beautiful.
That daring on the red carpet? A nude illusion?
One day, but not today.
Not today, honey.
I like this next one. My drag mama, Trinity the Tuck. Oh, this was a beautiful outfit.
Yes.
It was all knitted. Lavender is something that she said a fan sent her.
Made for her. It was like a giant oversized sweater that turned into leggings, that turned into a scarf. She wore a leopard skin wig, which I've never seen before. It was a blonde wig, like a blonde pussycat wig with a leopard print on top that matched her leopard print pants and her leopard print shoes. And this was one of those things on paper. I was like, I don't know if that's going to work. It worked.
I mean, her face was just gorgeous.
Flawless.
And her lipstick, the color of the lipstick matched the color of the whole knit outfit, that lavender.
Beautiful.
I mean, she just looked so beautiful to me. Just,
I love
just
it.
Gorgeous. Trinity is just gorgeous. Up next was Monet Exchange.
I liked everything except the shoes. I just, okay, she has a spectacular kind of puffy jacket. She's bringing Brooklyn again.
Now, this is knit, people.
It's all knit. It's a knit puffy jacket, kind of knit panties in, you know, purple, blue, and white.
We call them booty shorts.
So cute. Booty shorts. I think you can't quite see it on the runway, but I believe the top is knit as well. And she brings the attitude and everything. But these little booty shoes, I think were kind of like, but everything else I love.
What would you have done? Would you have changed the color?
I don't know. Kind of like something that kind of matches or kind of balances how spectacular this top is.
Yeah, she looked like a bad five-year-old. She looked like a badass five-year-old.
I'm Heather. Not getting on the school bus, mama. Yeah.
It's like, if you don't get your little cute ass on that bus.
Right, right. Like,
but she did look beautiful. The hair was beautiful. I don't think people realize hair, makeup, the outfit.
Everything.
They all have to mesh.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
yeah.
One little thing, like you said, the shoes, you're like, oh, shoot.
This is what trips people up on this show, because I feel like these queens are raising the bar year after year after year after year. So you just can't come in the off-the-rack dress and expect to get ahead. You got to really bring a spectacular original look, which brings us to Jada Essence Hall. Trend alert, this is like the third kind of lavender look that's come down the runway.
Yes.
Beautiful. She has like pajamas that are knit with these peekaboo holes, kind of like a jumpsuit, with another gigantic scarf that's all knit. And her hair is in little afro puffs at the side. She said she was trying to recreate the little girl, a drag version of the little girl from this kid's show called The Big Comfy Couch.
I remember. She looks so cute and so adorable. Cute. All that cable knit. I mean, who thought cable knit would be on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Glamorous. And she turned a cable knit scarf into a train. It's kind of like you can turn anything into a train.
Anything.
Like when Simone turned a head wrap into a train, you can turn a scarf
do-rag.
Into a train as long as it's trailing behind you. And last but not least.
Oh, the beautiful.
Raja.
Oh, please describe this.
Oh my God. This was another metallic knit, but this time it was gold and it was kind of science fiction-y. And it was an off-the-shoulder dress that came up into a shoulder pad point on the right-hand side. She had a visor, what can only be described as a visor. They said it looked like a costume from a rock concert in Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Like this looked like something Lady Gaga would wear on tour. She wore like a teased up almost beehive page boy that was in this bright scarlet red, which Raja normally doesn't wear a lot, and this huge visor in front, and these gold patent leather knee-high boots. Unbelievable.
Those boots were to die for.
Unbelievable.
Raja has not missed.
No.
In any of the runways.
No,
so no. I was just excited to see who the top two were going to be.
We're going to take a quick break, then we can talk about the two super freaks for this week.
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
The big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we're back.
Who were your top two?
Well, Raja, because of this look. And based on performances, it was going to be Raja and the Vivian for me. on looks and performance.
You know, this is the second week that we both agreed with the judges. I was like, the Vivian and Raja. So they had to lip sync. Mm-hmm. I loved that they changed their look. The Vivian had this beautiful, a white leotard with black leather thigh boots.
Yeah. Oh, it was like a leotard or something.
Oh, it was just wonderful. And then Raja, oh my God, this multicolored dress looked like disco with the hair.
She was disco lady. She had a disco look, and they lip synced to one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
Super Freak by Rick James.
Rick James.
I remember that song when it came out. It was considered very naughty, very risque. Yeah. She lip syncs to Rick James, and I thought they were both great. But when Raja would point to the Vivian and go, "She's all right. All right." And then she kind of gave this like, meh.
Right.
She kind of shaded her a little bit. She was hilarious and she stood out. She was funny. And Raja ended up winning.
Well, the Vivian also had a slip when she did the cartwheel. And
she corrected, but I think it harmed her. Yeah,
I think that had something to do. But Raja won. She won a cash tip of $10,000.
Dollars.
She gets a legendary legend star. And
the power to block. Fellow contestant from winning a legendary legend star. She blocked who I was going to block.
Really?
Jada. Because she has three. And this is where I was saying it would have been terrible for her to block somebody who had won. Just one star. But she chose Jada, so I was really, really glad about that.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of evens it out. It keeps Jada from getting... Because Jada could get a fourth star the next week. You never know. Because every week, it's anybody's game.
I like that when they do have the plunger right before they're deciding who to block, that they each go to each queen and they're having conversations like, please, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Yes, I do. Whatever you want.
With the plunger. When she dragged it across Jinx's neck, like she was slitting her throat. Jinx went, am I dead?
I thought it was so cute because that keeps the fun in it. Like, let's take the drama, but let's keep the fun also in this. Yeah. So what was your favorite moment this week, Alex?
My favorite moment of the show, I think I enjoyed the runway most of all. I enjoyed this runway just because I saw so many original things. And I think the Vivian coming out in that knit thing, because it's unimaginable. It's a toss. My favorite moments are a toss between the Vivian and Shay's End of Ballet Tribe look, because that was so original. And amazing.
Do you stand by your original winner?
Yes. Trinity, because she's playing a really smart game and she's playing a classy game and she can pull forward. I just think that Trinity's like, she's everything. She can dance. She can lip sync. She's funny. Her looks are unbeatable. My money's still on Trinity. You?
Well, you know, last week I had Jinx, but I initially, if you remember, went with Raja.
Raja is like, there's a renaissance happening with her.
I know.
This is like, whether or not she wins this season, she's won already because she has served.
But I was so happy to see that they picked her. I was so happy to see that she won. I'm going to go back to Raja.
Okay. Back to Raja. And at the end of this, we'll see who gets that mani-pedi for free.
Okay. But I wanted to ask you this because I was thinking about you. I was like, who do you think would be the top four?
Oh, okay. My top four will be Jinx, Jada, Trinity.
Okay.
Oh gosh, this last one's so hard. I did Jinx, Jada, Trinity, and I don't know. Raja.
I think something's going to happen within these next three episodes.
A seismic shift, a big event.
It can't just be this way. Mm-mm. Something has got to happen. And like I'm Squirrel Friends, I don't know anything. I'm just going based on my feelings. You know, I'm a Cancer. You know how
we get
Cancer? Emotional.
I'm a Cancer too. When's your birthday?
July 14th.
July 10th.
Oh my God!
I'll have to. Oh yeah, our birthdays are coming up. Okay, send us love on the Instagrams.
Okay.
Okay, what are your four, Lonnie?
Okay, I think it's going to be Trinity, Raja, The Vivian.
Oh.
And Shay. I think it's going to be a shift. It's going to be something, and it's going to be a shift, but we will see. And that's why you have to keep watching. You have to keep listening to us.
Right.
Let's make this happen, squirrel friends.
Listen, you know, the thing is, I love all these girls so much. I'd be happy with any of them being in the top
four.
I think they all have the same skill set. So listen, Lonnie and I are serious about this. These girls go through so much. They work so hard. So when you talk about them on socials, give them love.
Yeah.
They're human beings with feelings. Think about that before you post something terrible about anybody online. As I've said to my son, don't post anything online that you wouldn't say to somebody's face.
Definitely.
Or better yet, say it to their face first.
I love
that.
And this is entertainment, and they're doing this to entertain us. So let's show some love to them. And let's show some love to Alec Mappa. Where can they find you, Alec?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Alec Mappa. Where can we find you, Lonnie Love?
On Instagram, Comic Lonnie Love, and on Twitter at Lonnie Love.
You have to follow Lonnie on Instagram. She's like, it's like a show business feed. It's like watching Variety because you are in everything right now. My Instagram is about weight loss and like, oh yeah, I'm on the Disney Channel again this week.
I love
Watch me on my show.
And you post us. You post Squirrel Friends.
And I post Squirrel Friends. So follow us both and listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you like this episode, make sure to rate and review us. 5 stars, please, and tell a friend.
And don't forget to catch new episodes of All Stars Season 7 on Paramount Plus.
Tell somebody. We'll see you next time for an all-new episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
See you soon!
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.